This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department covering activity earlier this week. They include a fraud related on East First, received a report of counterfeit money being used to purchase items. Case under investigation, disposition, see case. Oh, got to bring out that little pen again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or any kind of bill. Unless they're counterfeiting $1 bills. I don't think they'll check those. But yeah, anything 20s and on up, then we're going to check those. So if buying Christmas gifts with counterfeit money, you know, it's like, I thought of you, but I committed a crime while I was doing it. So, let's see, traffic complaint. South Jones received a complaint of a female in a blue pickup that had sped through the trailer park toward Jones Street. An officer responded, was able to contact the driver of the vehicle. Their advisor of the complaint advised them to go around the trailer park in the future. Disposition completed.
Hey, point A to point B.
Yeah, she would just say, I'm not going to drive her. I'm going to just shoot through there. Bring your children in. Watch out. Traffic stop, Panther Boulevard. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for driving while on cell phone. Disposition. Warning issued. This coming down. Well, this pretty dangerous intersection, Panther and Coulter, where you get trees sort of blocking and you're trying to peek up the high, and sometimes people aren't slowing down to 35, and I better get on my cell phone. So I better check my text while I'm trying to get on. Ready report, West Coulter. Received a report of a vehicle that was being driven all over the road. An officer responded, located the vehicle, and advised it was already parked at the residence. Disposition completed. So, all over the road and then stopped. So,
hey, my tax is paid for that side of the road, too.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they touched it all.
Remember our friend Bo and his new boat?
Yeah.
And we're following him down through the canyon, and he's winding back and forth.
Yeah.
Bo, what are you doing? Hey, I paid for left, too.
Yeah. Right. He's going to just check out the entire area there.
Get every dime he can out of that boat.
Suspicious activity. Avenue F received a report from a resident who advised a male came to the door and demanded to talk to one of the residents who lived there. The person was not home at the time, and the subject left. An officer responded, spoke with the residents. The officer advised they would continue to check the area, and the RP was told to call if they returned. Disposition completed. Could be anything, Russ.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh.
Hey, some angry guy. I want to ask her out on a date.
Yeah. Or maybe maybe they both are dating the same gal. We don't know. So, disturbance north of Zorka. Received report of a resident playing loud music. What kind of music you like? Loud.
It's my favorite band.
Officers respond, advise the resident of the complaint. Usually they turn it down after that.
Yeah.
Suspicious activity. Avenue F. Received report from a resident that someone was knocking on the window. Officers responded, contacted the RP. Officers checked the area, didn't see anyone. RP was advised to lock their door and call if anything else happened. Well, wasn't that the door? So,
you can do that?
Yeah.
You can lock the door?
So, knocking on the window, most of the time it ends up being teenage vampires, Russ. So, don't answer your window.
Almost never. Almost.
And they're always moody, Russ.
They are so moody.
Yeah. Disturbance, Avenue G, received a report of a disturbance that occurred the previous week. I'm being disturbed last week. An officer responded, incident under investigation. So,
you know, if something happens, don't stew on it.
Yeah.
Call the cops.
Yeah, call them up. Trespass complaint, West Pat O'Hara, received request to trespass a person from the property. Person notified of the trespass order that was placed. So showed up, get some paperwork, and the guy thinks it's going to be like a Christmas card. Oh, I'm so happy. Hey, the trespass order. A person lost in the Powell area. Received a report of a missing person. The caller called back later, advised they found him. They were fine. They're in Powell.
They got up out of their seat and looked around.
Oh, there he is. There they are. So, let's see. Theft Avenue F received report of a theft. Doesn't say what it was. Could have been snow shovel. We don't know. No. Animal Bite, South Bernard, received report of a person bitten by a dog. Case under investigation. We don't get too many Wolverine bites anymore. Sometimes there's cat bites, though. Someone bitten by a cat.
Or you never get DBB or death by badger.
No, you don't get those. Yeah. Suspicious activity. North Cheyenne received a report from a resident who said someone had knocked on their door, but the RP wasn't expecting anyone. Who does that? Officers responded, spoke to the pizza delivery person who had knocked on the wrong door. That's where your pizza was, Ross. RP was advised, disposition completed. Especially at 8 minutes after midnight, Ross.
Oh, okay. Now that I can see, but...
Yeah. And
and what do? You go up to a completely dark house. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, wait a minute. And then run away with the pizza.
Yeah. And this occurring on, let's see, Wednesday night? I didn't know we had pizza delivery after midnight.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll have to find out who that is, Russ.
Yeah.
You know, they probably should tell the delivery people, don't knock on the wrong door after midnight. Do you have to tell them that? Make sure that it's the right person. So.
And that way you will avoid any brushes with the Second Amendment.
Yeah. You get knocking on the wrong door after midnight in Wyoming. Yeah, it's sort of dangerous. So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include intrusion holdup. Sierra Trading Post call center didn't receive the arming signal again. Say report. Will you guys fix that? Come on.
Yeah, why?
They hired the new guy, Russ.
The cops can just run by and check.
Yeah. Traffic stop, Big Horn Avenue. Driver warned for no license plate light and improper method of turning. Disposition warning issued. He used his foot, Russ. I'm going to try it with my foot this time.
Say, how many ways are there?
I know. It's an improper method of turning.
I've been misinformed all these years.
Yeah, well, if you bounce off a house, that's an improper method of turning. I turned. So, let's see. Suspicious.
I used my nose.
suspicious activity over on Blystein, green Chevy Malibu, occupied by one person just sitting and watching kids for the last 30 minutes. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. We'll go check. We'll knock on his window. Usually it's someone waiting for somebody. Mm-hmm. So, trespass complaint. Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP like an individual. Trespass from Green Acres. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So,
guy slinks off his back to Juby's.
Yeah, so he can't go into Green Acres anymore. And I don't think there's any Green Acres actually there.
Hey, where's the acre? The green one, you know?
Theft, Riverview Drive. RPA Law Enforcement Center said her daughter stole her credit card and has spent about $8,000.
Oh, my God.
That's above my credit limit, right?
Yours, probably both of ours put together.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, McDonald's hit and run. RPA says there's a vehicle that struck an employee-parked white van and drove away. They told me to pull forward. Crash.
Is this far enough?
The guy works at McDonald's. Just got a new van.
Ah.
Come on. Harassment. Northern Inc. RP says that her ex-boyfriend has been taking pictures of her car's license plate. This is an ongoing issue. How many pictures does he need of it?
All right. Show me coy.
What? Oh, ex-boyfriend, Russ.
And
oh.
Yeah, I mean, what, in case the numbers change, he wants more than one?
I guess.
Weird.
Fraud-related. Stella Court, RP says, he believes someone has been using his identity. His name was mentioned in a crash that occurred in California. But when he contacted the local agency, they have no record of the crash. He would like to speak to an officer, disposition assistance, Kevin. So, local agency doesn't have a record, but his name was mentioned in a crash. Somebody screamed out his name while they were crashing.
And he heard it. And yeah. Gee, I wonder, you know, if you've got a really unusual name, maybe, but if it's like Bob Smith,
yeah,
there's probably another one in California somewhere.
Yeah, probably is. Fraud-related, Cody Law Enforcement Center, RP, receiving texts from who they call the FBI and Family Protective Services.
Ow.
Disposition assistance given. I don't think the FBI is going to be sending you a text.
Probably not.
No.
And if you do something to warrant their attention, they probably show up in person.
Yeah, they usually do, and flashing their little badges and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, underage smoker, Paul Stock, aquatic and recreation, underage female with a vape.
Oh,
well, why are there children around there? Can't they put up cones? What are we gonna?
As we all know, cones fix everything.
And the one who called it in was a heroin addict too, you know. So, oh my goodness, I can't do heroin without being distracted by somebody who has a vape pen. So. Attempt to locate Jubies. RP says her 12-year-old son, about 5 feet tall with dirty blonde hair, has not come home from school. He's supposed to get off the bus with his sister. Disposition canceled. So they found him.
He slunk him.
Yeah. So theft at the post office. RP says that license plates are being stolen from company vehicles. So stealing post office license plates.
Out of the way, I'm a postman now.
Don't they have like a picture of, I guess an exempt plate there?
So, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm exempt from everything. Look at my plate.
Citizen contact, Rumsey Avenue, out with an intoxicated male. Disposition assistance given. So they call this in, they already know you're intoxicated by the way you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Yeah, you're pretty drunk at that point. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they're just up the block for where they almost deliver your pizza.
At midnight.
At midnight. You'll find them. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.